Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Come on, church, let's enter in this morning with all faith, trusting and believing God for it all. Amen. Oh, let us pray, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, as we come this day. Oh, Lord, we give you all honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We exalt your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for this day. For this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, for new mercies and new grace, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, it's you, oh God, that have kept us. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, that you have numbered us on today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We come, oh Lord, seeking in first your kingdom and all your righteousness. Heavenly Father, creator of all and all for all, we thank you, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul. Father God, as we come to you this day, we come with a humble spirit to be forgiven and delivered from all that is not of you. We thank you for loving us and that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus, the Christ, our Lord and Savior, to pay the price for our sins. We thank you that he died on the cross for us and rose again on the third day. Amen. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. If we had 1,000 tons of peace, we still can thank your love. But yet and still we thank you. We confess that Jesus is Lord over every area of our lives. We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ that redeems us from the curse of the law, sin, and death. We thank you for our salvation, amen, which included, amen, healing, deliverance, and protection. We thank you that Jesus Christ bore all shame and carried away all infirmities. We thank you that Jesus came to set the captives free, that we can declare the crowd right now that we are free and that we are free indeed. Oh, Holy Spirit of the living God, have your way in this service. And Father, we repent for ever agreeing with the devil and his lies. We declare and declare according to 1 John 1:9 that we are forgiven of all our sins. Amen. And cleanse them of our righteousness. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you increase our faith right now so that we can receive the miracle that's already working on the inside of us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive from you great and mighty right now in this service. Move, Holy Spirit of the living God. Touch and heal. Touch and move mighty, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, help us all on today, oh God. We come, oh God, that we may be changed, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Lord, we don't come to be the same, oh God. Let us be on the Lord of our minds right now, God. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you. That's what keep us in perfect peace, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say, thank you, my faith, we receive it, because we walk by faith and not by sight, oh Lord. We thank you, oh God, that we can come, oh God, to the throne of Christ, holy, excellent, receiving, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So, Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, oh, Lord, touch our heart and mind, oh, God, and spirit. If you find any wicked way of killing us, oh, God, let it be exposed right now and take it out the way. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Oh, Lord, we surrender all over to you right now, God. We come casting all our cares and fears and burdens down at your feet, oh God. Hallelujah. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you're working all out for our good. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we're turning every curse our way into a blessing. We declare and declare that we are blessed by you, Father God. Amen. Hallelujah. We can never be cursed because you have blessed us and we thank you, oh God. We thank you. You're right now, God, that we can put on your full armor that you've given us, oh God, and declare the prayer of our faith, amen, that we'll come from the crown of our heads and the sole of our feet, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We take the sword of faith and we quench every power and thought of the enemy right now. May the enemy consume with their own power. May the work of the enemy be humbled, be burnt up right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We take the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God, and we put ourselves loose and those in our families or anything that the enemy is a test to us and on us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare the crown of victory right now. Oh, glory to your name, God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, those of us that are dealing with any type of sickness and disease, we come against it right now with the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. We command every sickness, holy of spirit of sickness, disease, and holy of affliction, inflammation of viruses, holy of ache, pain, and discomfort, and seizure, and worship, holy of the holy crown, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven, we declare the crown, this deliverance right now, this sword, and it shall be so, and it shall be no other way, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Lord, and now we know you to be a healer, so we declare the crown healing on this morning, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of heaven, in our lives, in the life of our family members and loved ones, oh God, and we just want to say thank you, Father God. We receive a miracle of healing right now, God. Release your healing, worship. Your healing anointing right now, God. In the life of your children, we declare the cause that we have the resurrection power working on the inside, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven, we thank you, Lord God, that you are poor, oh God. My Lord, my God, that you'll never leave us or forsake us. We thank you, Lord God, for your presence right now in this earth. For your words that were there, true or better than your name, touching in the grave. There you are in the midst. We thank you for being in the midst this morning. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Lord, we come to Zion this morning, oh Lord, that we may receive the blessing of Zion this day, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, let there be a breakthrough in our heaven on today, oh God. That we may see heavenly blessings are overflowing. The others will be blessed by the overflow, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree to come overflow the blessing of the Lord, oh God. In the prayer of the Lord, I pray our lives right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, deliver us from anything that's trying to plague our mind, oh God. That you are alive over you, oh God. Let it be part of it now. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we are holding all things, oh God, for all good things coming from you, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for your goodness, oh God. We declare the credit the goodness of the Lord is coming to you throwing up on our lives, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the every need is met by me, amen. Because you are our provider. You are Jehovah's child, and all I need to know, we just want to say thank you. We thank you for your joy this morning. Unspeakable joy. We have seen it by faith. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. We thank you for your peace. That your peace has come and your peace is still. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We understand and know, hallelujah, because we have Christ. We have the peace of Christ. Hallelujah. Right now, for the world did not give it to us. So the world cannot take it away. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord, for your peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you, Lord God, that we can decree a thing. And it shall be established in this earth, amen. Because you have given us the power and the authority to speak to a thing, to decree it, and it shall be so. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you increase our faith right now. Hallelujah. To use that power and authority. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven, we decree and declare that's power and the blood of Jesus Christ. And there's nothing, hallelujah, that cannot be done. Oh Lord, because we know that all things are possible with you. The Bible tells us with man it shall fall short of your glory, but with you, oh God, hallelujah, all is possible. So Lord, we pray for those possibilities on today, oh God, for ourselves and those in our family, oh God. Lord, we pray, oh God, that you will open up doors, oh God, that no man can close in the natural and the supernatural. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare and declare by faith and the power of the blood of Jesus Christ and in this thing that our prayers will not be earthbound, but they will ascend into the supernatural, that we can declare and declare right now. Answer prayers on today, amen. So Lord, we just want to say thank you for answer prayers this morning, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, we know you're God and you're God of turnaround. So Lord, God, we ask in Jesus' name that you would divinely intervene and turn it all around for our good. Turn it around for the good of our family members and loved ones, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. Hey, come on in the worship, amen. Hey, come on, church. Let's give God some praise right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We can speak to every mountain in our life. No matter what it is, however, we don't move us down, you mountain. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, they cast into the sea. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, that you give us a power to burn and turn upon scorpions and serpents. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, and nothing shall harm us. Hallelujah. We just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. precious Jesus. Oh, Lord, help us on today, oh God. Lord, you know what we need, oh God, before we even ask, oh God. Lord, you know what's better than we know ourselves. And Lord, we pray, oh God, for your help. And we thank you for your ever present help and your help that's on the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. So we just want to say thank you. And Father God, help us, oh Lord, those of us that are dealing with unforgiveness, hallelujah, that we may render forgiveness on today, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We choose now by the power of our will to forgive everyone who has ever hurt us, abused us, abandoned us, betrayed us, lied to us, disappointed us, or otherwise wronged us. We forgive them in a hallelujah right now, and we ask you to forgive them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. It is our prayer, Heavenly Father. I don't know if they will come to know Christ Jesus and receive Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior, that they too may be saved in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, help us on today, oh God. Oh, Heavenly Father, give us the grace to walk in forgiveness. Hallelujah, to be able to forgive ourselves, and we forgive ourselves right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, that you've already forgiven us, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, give us the grace for us to walk in your spirit and not in the flesh, or to be led by the enemy lies. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Father, by faith, we receive your mercy, your grace, and forgiveness right now. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that our past is under the blood of Jesus Christ, and we're redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. We are set free by the blood of Jesus Christ. We are blessed, amen. We are favored, hallelujah. We're made new by the blood of Jesus Christ. We're healed by the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, that we can declare and declare right now new beginnings in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I'm never. We declare and declare, hallelujah, the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. Oh, Lord, we pray, thank your love, but yet still we shake them. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. Move mighty on us right now. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, move in the Lord of your children right now. Touch every heart, touch every mind. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ and Father God, hallelujah. We pray for the loss of this world this day, and that every man, woman, and child from here to the farthest corners of the earth be saved. Amen. As we intercede, oh God, we use our faith, believing that God on this day has the opportunity to make Jesus their Lord. We ask the Lord, hallelujah, to harvest the thirst of public labor across the lives this day to share the good news of the gospel in a special way so that they will listen and understand. Hallelujah, that it will touch their hearts, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for your faithfulness, amen. Hallelujah. We thank you that we have received from Jesus Christ a victory right now over all diseases, all viruses, all afflictions, all infirmities, all hindrances, all persecutions, torments, and lies that the enemy is trying to send our way now or in the future. We claim victory and deliverance from all demonic spirits, curses, hexes, vexes, enchantments, witchcraft, prayers, psychic prayers, or spells. We thank you that Jesus Christ is victorious through the power of his might against all the wiles of the devil and against principalities, powers, and rules of darkness of this world and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. We claim our victory and safety with the salvation and his shed blood of all these things. Hallelujah. We declare according to Joel 22, verse 27 through 28, that we are victorious through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God. It is for the name we pray this day, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And Father God, we lift up my mother this day, Sister Carol Dewitt, oh God. We pray, oh God, for her healing. Lord, let healing spring forth speedily, oh God. Let there be no delays, oh God, in her healing, oh God. Let breakthrough come right in, her healing and deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray, oh God, that you will send your ordained doctors and medical staff, oh God, to see about your daughter. We cancel every assignment of Satan and his agents against our life right now. We declare and declare victory over her right now. We speak life. We call you blessed, amen. We call you to live in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, do a new thing in our life now, God. Oh, Lord, not just be astonished, oh God, like you have turned it around for us, Lord, oh God. We declare the same great testimony for our sister, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God. My God, I don't want to start there. Oh, God, move mighty, oh God. Send your angel, God, of restoration, oh God, to the life of your children, amen. Oh, Lord, send your angel, God, of healing, oh God, and deliverance, oh God, to your children. Oh, Lord, send your angel, of blessing and favor and rebirth, oh God. Reconciliation, oh God, to your children this day. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, help us, Shaka. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Let's give God some praise. Amen. If you receive that prayer, amen, by faith, may it be unto you and those in your household. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I was so glad when they said unto me, let us go in the house of the Lord. Amen. If it had not been for the Lord on our side this day, where would we be? When you think about that this morning, if it had not been for God on our side, where would we be this morning? If he had not remembered us on today, where would we be? And we, where would our mothers be and our brothers and our family? Where would they be, our children, if it had not been for the Lord on our side? Amen. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, church. God bless you. Good morning. We welcome you. We welcome you.
Amen. Amen. Welcome, 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 yeah. Every single one here to Sunday service this morning. We're so proud to be with you, and we're so grateful that you're here with us this morning. This is the day that God has made for us. And we shall rejoice, rejoice, rejoice evermore, because God is so good.
Yes, Lord.
And he is so worthy to be praised.
Yes.
So we just want to say welcome, 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 every single one here to Sunday service. I am Pastor Dorsey Manning.
Amen. And I am Pastor Paulinica Manning.
Amen. We want to welcome you here. If this is your first time here with us in Sunday service, we would like to personally welcome you. I'm here to Sunday service. Press 1, let us know who you are, where you're from. And if you do have any prayer petitions, and today is that day. This is the perfect time and the perfect opportunity to bring it all over to Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So press 1 on your phone. We all have something that we want to pray about, or something that we need to pray about. We do have someone that's on here now. The first three digits of your number is 347, and the last four of your number is 9263. We're going to bring you on right now. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen, amen. The first three digits of your phone number is 347, and the last four digits of your number is 9263. Amen. 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 We pray for every single one that's joining us this morning. If you did press 1, we thank God for you right now. We pray that the love of God and the favor of God be with you and for you. We pray for every single situation that you may be facing today. We pray for every single family member, every single friend in the name of Jesus. We pray for your household. We pray for your children right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over you right now and over your life right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we pray that the blessings of God, that it overtakes you all the days of your life in Jesus' name. Amen, amen again. Amen. So we just want to thank God. We want to thank God for every single one. Thank God for every single one. Uncle Joel, amen. We want to bring you in. We always bring you in to sing for us on Sunday. But me and you, we had a talk yesterday, so I do want you to, if that's something that you want to pray about today, I do want you to bring your prayer petitions. But the Bible says when two or three are gathered together, touching in agreement in his name, he say, there he is in the midst of us. Amen. So we thank God for this opportunity. Joe, good morning.
Yeah, thank God. Good morning. I'm so glad to be with y'all this morning. And we had a good
yes.
prayer, me and my nephew yesterday. We prayed so hard. And God just lift that burden that I had. The burden is still there, but God can lift it. He's in control of everything. I want y'all to know God
Amen.
Is in control. And for my nieces and nephew, them that's down there, God is in control. Just think about it. He's in control of all things. God got the first
Amen.
Word, the last word. He have all the words. So don't even worry about thing. Just put it in God's hand and go head on. God going to take care of you.
Amen.
I guarantee you, he's going to take care of you. I'm going to do this little song. I'm going to try to get through it. And I know I can get through it because God is my power. He's my strength.
Amen.
He's my everything. It's an old song. I know the Lord will make a way. Oh, yes, he will. I know the Lord will make a way. Yes, he will. He will make a way for you. I know he will lead you safely through. I know the Lord will make a way. Yes, he will. Said, I know the Lord will make a way. Yes, he will. He will make a way for you. I know he will lead you safely through. I know the Lord will make a way. Oh, yes, he will. This is the part that I love. Said, I have a Savior that I can tell all of my trouble to. And when I'm worried in church, I don't know just what to do. You know what I do? I go to the Lord in secret prayer. He told me I could leave all my burden right there. I know the Lord will make a way. Yes, he will. I think I said it again. Said I have a Savior that I can tell all of my trouble to. And when I'm worried and I don't know just what to do, I go to the Lord in secret prayer. He told me I could leave all my burden right there. I know the Lord will make a way. Yes, he will. Don't worry about it, Tony. Don't worry about it, Renee. And don't worry about it, Gwen. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. 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 We thank you, Father God. And we thank you, Uncle Joe, hallelujah, for blessing us, you know, in ministry. I mean, your voice, you know, has such anointing on it. I know the Lord will make a way. That's such a good song, and that is such a good message. Jesus Christ is that way. Amen, amen.
Yes.
And we thank God that we have Jesus. We have Jesus to look to. No matter what man says or what the doctor says, what does Jesus say about you? Amen. I know the Lord will make a way. God bless you. May God keep you. May he pour into you all that left your body right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, God.
Amen. Amen. Let's prepare ourselves this morning to receive Holy Communion. You know, the Bible tells us to do this as often as often as you remember. The reason being is because we need to remember the finished works of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's not move out of that place. So let's prepare ourselves to take Holy Communion. You have bread or cracker or water, wine, whatever it is that you have. You know, let us come together and let us have Holy Communion here, remembering what Jesus Christ have already done.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for this time that we can receive. Amen. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 21, hallelujah, sorry, 22, verse 14 through 20, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to keep this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise. he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let us pray.
Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11:27, that whoever shall eat the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself. So let each of us examine ourselves now. Thank you. Heavenly Father, we're asking and we're trusting and believing in you, Father, and we thank you for forgiving us of all of our sins. We thank you that you've forgiven us of all of our transgressions and iniquities and trespasses. Cover us each, Lord Jesus, with your precious blood and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. My Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank you that we're now able to enter into communion with you at this time, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us. You took all of our sins with you, all of our transgressions, all of our iniquities and trespasses. We thank you that we can now take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. We thank you that your body was broken for all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses, Lord. Lord Jesus, we love you. Hallelujah. We love you because you first loved us. We remember your suffering and how you were beaten and mad and spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken so that our bodies may be healed. So we say by faith, Lord, by your stripes, we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, thank you for loving us. Thank you for healing us. And we thank you. Now we take this bread right now in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. You may eat. Hallelujah. Your word says that after supper, Jesus took the cup. And he said to his disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. For your blood is our atonement. Thank you. Our atonement. Thank you. For your blood, Lord Jesus, it justifies us. Hallelujah. It sanctifies us, redeems us, and cleanses us. And washes away all of our sins, all of our iniquities, all of our transgressions, all of our trespasses. Your blood heals us. In your holy name, Lord Jesus, you may drink. Hallelujah. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. With love and thanksgiving. And everybody do say amen, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We'll have our song selection here. And I will be back with the preach word. So stay right there. Hallelujah.
God, we said tonight, amazed at your power, amazed at your strength, amazed at your glory. So tonight we offer this song to you, just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley, help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing,
so amazing,
your love for me,
your love for me.
It's so amazing,
it's so amazing,
your sacrifice for
Tender mercy, stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. I stand amazed at your glory. I stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. So
hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for this opportunity, hallelujah, to be right here in the right place at the right time. We have made it to the message part of Sunday service this morning, and we just want to just acknowledge the Holy Spirit and his presence. We thank God for this right here time, this time right here, right now. I would like for every single one to help me to welcome this beautiful woman of God, hallelujah. God's anointed minister, God's anointed pastor, God's anointed prophetess, hallelujah. God's anointed and chosen apostle, our beautiful wife, Pastor Apostle Tawanika Manning, so devoted to her church, devoted to ministry. She's so devoted to God, devoted to each and every one of you, willing to wake up, hallelujah, before the sun even comes up in the morning. Talking to Jesus, amen, devoted to her home, devoted to her children, but most of all, devoted to God, amen. Help me to welcome my beautiful wife, Apostle Tawanika Manning.
Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, glory to God. Come on, church, just give God some praise, amen. Hallelujah, because he is worthy to be praised. We just thank God on today. I'm so grateful. I'm in a place of gratefulness just for another opportunity. Let's give God praise, amen, wherever you are right now. I don't care where you are, in your car, at your home, out and about. Give God some praise right now because it is God that is keeping you, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, I bless your name. Hallelujah. I give God a praise, glory, and for he's the head of my life and the lifter of my head. All honor, praise, and glory goes to our Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. All the ministers on the roster, Pastor Doris, amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us pray as we enter in and receive the word of God on today, what God has for us. May we all be filled, amen, with the word of God and changed by his word. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, we come, oh God. Oh, Lord, we come trusting and believing you for all things, oh God. Right now, oh God, I decrease so that you may have all the increase right now. Holy Spirit, arise over each of us right now. Let your glory arise upon each of us right now. He in service in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, open up our channels of a spirit, oh God, that we can receive from you, oh God. Hallelujah, your word, oh God, that we may be changed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you as we enter in, oh God. Oh Lord, do all that you can do, oh God. We know that you can do all things, but say, oh Lord, I submit my life to you, oh God. My entire life belongs to you, Father God. And I just want to say thank you. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God, in this service. We give you charge, Holy Spirit, to have your way right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against every hindering spirit right now, every unteachable spirit. Hallelujah. Every spirit of disbelief, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I extend, hallelujah, Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I declare and declare right now, you should be on the throne of my life in over all areas of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith in all, through all, and above all of my life. Let thy kingdom come, let thy will be done right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, as we receive our daily bread, that our spiritual bellies may be full. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We love you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. I guarantee I won't be before you long. Amen. We thank God for this opportunity. I want to continue praying you all for our brother Tony. Amen. And my mother can do it. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we trust in God that God's hand will remain on them. Amen. And to turn it all around for their good. We decree the kind of healing and victory in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The message today is, where is your integrity? Where is your integrity? And the first of all, understand it, church, what integrity is. Amen. The Webster Dictionary says that integrity is the adherence to a code of values, incorruptibility, soundness, completeness, the quality or state of being complete or undivided. Amen. See, to be someone of integrity means you have the quality of having strong ethical or moral principles, following them at all times, no matter who's watching. Hallelujah. See, a person with integrity acts with honesty. See, we have likely heard before the phrase of the end justifies the means. See, this is a quiver used of businesses, you are. Hallelujah. It signifies that as long as goals are hit and success is achieved, the step ones took to get there are unimportant. See, this is especially used in the times when ethical boundaries have been breached. See, unfortunately, this lax attitude towards moral uprightness has bled into the church. See, many focus on outward obedience, yet when one is alone, it becomes easy to commit secret sins. Hallelujah. Ultimately developing into a whole secret life. See, what is missing in the lives of so many Christians is a focus on integrity. See, an example of integrity there are a few characteristics more important in the lives of Jesus' followers than integrity. See, while it can be easy to do the right things and say the right things in front of others, it becomes very difficult to do the same when one is all by themselves. Amen? When you're all alone. See, fortunately, the Bible is full of a myriad examples of people who have demonstrated faithful integrity in their, hallelujah, in their lives, both in private and in public. Hallelujah. See, those in the Bible did not give in to sin and temptation, but rather gave an example to all followers of God what it means to live with integrity. Hallelujah. Where is your integrity? If you go over with me, church, hallelujah, in the book of Genesis, chapter 39, verse 1 through 15 with me, and I'm reading from the New King James Version. Where is your integrity? Genesis chapter 39, verse 4 through 15. Do you have integrity? Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Genesis, chapter 39, verse 4 through 15, and I pray I'm not moving too fast. Like I said, I won't be before you long this morning, but want us to get an understanding, amen, and want us to do a self-check, an evaluation, a self-evaluation on, hallelujah, where is our integrity? And if we are lacking integrity, there are many people that are lacking integrity. They will do anything to get what they want. They don't care who they got to trample over, hallelujah, to get what they want because they have no integrity. The Bible says in Genesis 39, verse 4 through 15, so Joseph found favor in his sight and served him. Then he made him overseer of his house, and all that he had he put under his authority. So it was from the time that he had made him overseer of his house and all that he had that the Lord blessed the Egyptian house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was on all that he had in the house and in the field. Thus he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he did not know what he had except for bread which he ate. So now Joseph was handsome in form and appearance. And it came to pass that after things that his master's wife cast longing eyes on Joseph, and she said, lie with me. But he refused and said to his master's wife, look, my master does not know what is with me in the house, and he has committed all that he has to my hand. There is no one greater in this house than I, nor has he kept back anything from me but you, because you are his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? So it was, hallelujah. So it was as she spoke to Joseph day by day that he did not heed her to lie with her or to be with her. But it happened about this time when Joseph went into the house to do his work, and none of the men of the house was inside, that she called him by his garment, saying, lie with me. But he left his garment in her hand and fled and ran outside. And so it was when she saw that he had left his garment in her hand and fled outside, that she called to the men of her house and spoke to them, saying, "See, he has brought in to us a Hebrew to mock us. He came in to lie with me, and I cried out with a loud voice." She here when nobody was watching, when nobody was around. Hallelujah. See, Joseph, hallelujah, he still kept his integrity. Yeah, hallelujah, hallelujah. How many of us, when nobody is looking, when nobody knows what you're doing, when the God calls doors, how many of us are still holding on to our integrity? Hallelujah. When the enemy comes in like a flood, making commands and demands on your life, how many of us still will hold on to our integrity? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallujah, hallelujah. See, I want you to understand this here reading the Bible story about Joseph. See the Pharaoh had put Joseph over his entire house. So when the Bible says that not even Pharaoh knew what he had, only the bread that was put before him to eat, then he put all things in Joseph's hand. See, some of us were lacking integrity because with those things, we would take advantage of the situation. And anyone else, we would take advantage of them. Hallelujah. But Joseph held on to his integrity. Hallelujah. How many of us would give in because we've been pushed into a corner where we run and keep our integrity intact? My Lord, my God, where is your integrity? Where is your integrity, church? Hallelujah. There's so many in the Bible who led a life of integrity. Job is one of the few people in the Bible scriptures who is described blameless. The Bible says in Job 1:1, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was blameless and upright, one who feared God and turned away from evil. See, Job was a good man and faithful man. He was strong, wealthy, and had, hallelujah, a farm and family. However, God allowed Satan to attack Job and his family, knowing that Job would not give in to sin as a result of his suffering. Despite all his losses, he never once cursed God. Never does he give in to sin. Never does he turn his back on God but he has integrity. Where is your integrity? If you can do a self-evaluation right now, amen, and be honest with yourself. I'm not saying be honest with me or no one else, but be honest with yourself. Where is your integrity to continue to operate up in holiness and godliness when nobody else is looking, amen? In the name of Jesus Christ, where is your integrity, church? The Bible says in Exodus, Moses, Exodus 18:21, how Moses was sold by his father-in-law, Jethro. Hallelujah. If you look in verse 21, Exodus 18:21, the Bible says, "Moreover, look for able men from all the people, men who fear God, who are trustworthy and hate a bribe, in a place, such men over the people as chief of thousands, of hundreds, of fifties and tens." See, you want somebody that's over you that has integrity. They're going to operate accordingly. They're not going to try to bribe you and get things from you to get what they want, but they will completely operate in integrity when nobody is watching. See, when Jethro, the father-in-law of Moses, saw him appoint men, hallelujah, who fear God, amen, those men that are trustworthy and hate a bribe, we're talking about men of integrity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's some of the oaths that they take when you get into a presidential office. Amen. When you become a nurse, when you become a doctor, there are oaths that you take of integrity, that you operate in integrity. So I ask you again today, church, where is your integrity? In the book of Acts, there was seven chosen to serve the Bible, to serve. The Bible says in the book of Acts, chapter 6, verse 3 through 6, says that, "Therefore, brethren, seek out from amongst you seven men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom who we may appoint over this business. See, what was going on in the church of the time is that the widows that were going out, they needed someone to. They needed someone to be over the widows to make sure that they had what they needed. Amen? Hallelujah. And so they needed to appoint people that they men that they could trust. Hallelujah. With this responsibility. And so they had to find men of integrity. So when the Bible says, hallelujah, find seven men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, who they appoint over this business. Verse 4 says in the book of Acts chapter 6, verse 4 says, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of word, amen, of the word, and the saying pleased the whole multitude. And they chose seven. They chose Stephen, a man full of faith, and the Holy Spirit, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicholas, a Pelicite from Antioch. Verse 6 says, and whom they set before the apostles, and when they had prayed, they laid hands on them. Amen. How do you see in the early church, the chosen men were ordained and commissioned, set apart by prayer and laying on hands by the apostles. Then the laying of hands on someone in ancient Jewish practice was a way to set a person apart for special service. I want you to understand today, church, you have to have integrity to operate, amen, in these offices. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. So when they prayed and laid hands on them, amen, and called them into position, they were men of integrity. Hallelujah. Can somebody trust you to do what you say you're going to do? Can somebody trust you to do what they called you to do and nothing else when they're not looking? See, some of us, we can't work in the job because the minute the boss turn their back, we're taking. We're stealing because nobody's watching us. The minute when we get behind closed doors, we're doing something outside of what we say we are. Hallelujah. We have lost our integrity. When there's an opportunity to get over, we want to get over. We find a way to get over. We're always looking a way to get over. But where is your integrity, church? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Hebrews midwives in Egypt, they live with integrity. See, live with integrity is to do what one knows is right, whether in public or private. I want to give us a prime example here of the Hebrew midwives. For those of you that know the story, they were called, they don't know the story, that they were called to kill every son of the Hebrews, every male of the Hebrews, because they were growing strong in numbers, and the Egyptians feared the Hebrews because they were growing so rapidly. They were fearing that they were going to take over them. And Saul, the king at the time, he had called for the midwives, the Hebrew midwives, to kill every newborn male child. However, as Moses wrote in Exodus 1 and 17, that the midwives feared God and did not do as the king of Egypt commanded them, but let the male children live. See, even though they received pressure from the king to kill the sons, they feared God more than they feared the king. See, despite the rest, they decided to let the Hebrew boys live, and God blessed them for it. Amen? See, one of the Hebrew boys who was allowed to live was, hallelujah, was named Moses. See, without the integrity of the Hebrew midwives, Moses, the leader of Israel, may have been killed at birth. Amen? However, we thank God for those of us, amen, that operate in integrity when nobody is looking. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We will keep our integrity when we push in the corner, when we force, amen, into a place we're not comfortable. We will still hold on to our integrity. Where is your integrity? The Bible tells us a story about three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They refused to fall down and worship King Nebuchadnezzar through the punishment of being, hallelujah, cast into a burning fiery furnace. See, they displayed integrity not only in private but in public with their lives on the line. They refused to renounce their faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Where is your integrity? When men come up against you and say what they're going to do, will you continue to hold on to your integrity? Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, when your situation get bad and you get down, will you still hold on to your integrity? When it seems like you're losing everything, will you still hold on to your integrity? Hallelujah. 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 Hosanna Marie Kodawoshada. We thank God on today. We thank God on today. With so much going on, people have let go of their integrity. Integrity. And I say that because there's so much that we are doing and we are saying. Amen. And we have allowed ourselves to go in a way that's not of God. We allow ourselves to be one thing in front of people, something else behind closed doors or when nobody is looking. Amen. Hallelujah. We're saying one thing. Hallelujah. Sounds good. But in another, we're saying something else. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we don't have integrity. We've lost integrity. And I pray today in the name of Jesus Christ for those of us that don't understand or did not know before today that received this message that you will make a decision to operate in integrity. I want to understand the Bible talks about Joseph, the father of Jesus, his earth father, hallelujah, who married Mary, amen, when he found her with child before they married, and he was going to just go ahead and send her away, amen. But the angel came and he spoke to Joseph. See, Joseph, hallelujah, he operated with integrity. Joseph could have been selfish. He could have cut ties with Mary immediately. However, he showed integrity by relating with her despite the social repercussions it may have brought him. Amen? See, he was faithful to God and to Mary when everyone would have advised him otherwise. Joseph should be highly reverent, and I always say that because of his integrity that he displayed, and he sets an example that we as Christians, that all Christians should follow. We as Christians are called to live with righteousness and faithfulness, whether other people are around or not. It is vital, church, to have examples of integrity. Who can follow and imitate by looking at the life of Jesus, by looking in the life of Joseph, by looking in the life of the Hebrew midwives, so that we can see how one can live with integrity despite various forms of persecution, seek holiness, both tolerant in front of others and when no one else is looking. Where is your integrity? Where is your integrity? And as I close out here, like I said, I won't be before you long. And I thank God for the opportunity. I think that we were talking about integrity, if we can be honest with ourselves. And I always say that because some people feel like, you know, I can do this and God won't, he won't see me or he won't notice or whatever. And we just do what we want and say what we want, go where we want, you know, operate how we want to, you know, and it's so important. We as Christians, though we are free and understand there's some things that we do not do or we should not be doing, and one thing we should be operating in is integrity. Hallelujah. Because people are looking for an example. They're looking for an example. It's one thing to get up in the pulpit. It's one thing to say you're praying. It's one thing to say you're giving. It's one thing to do all this. But behind closed doors, we are something else. Where is your integrity? It is my prayer that we as the body of Christ, operate in integrity and hold fast to it. Don't let it go. No matter what, there are going to be situations, there are going to be circumstances. There's going to be all kinds of things that may come up against you to cause you to let go of your integrity. But you got to hold fast. You got to make a decision. If I got to run away from it, if I got to leave some things behind, I'm going to hold fast to my integrity. Because even with Joseph, he ran and left his coat behind, but he kept his integrity. He lost that he came in with, but he lost his coat. Amen. But he kept his integrity. He went to jail for his integrity. It was so much, you know, that we can get from this message on today. And I pray that it take root and it manifests itself in our actions as we operate in integrity. And before I close out here today, again, thank you all. I don't have much more to give. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit has given me today. And I'm not going to make it about self. Not going to make it about self. I feel like I got to keep on keeping on. But I want to close with this scripture, and it's in 1 Timothy chapter 3. Amen. And it's talking about the qualifications of overseers. And one thing in the qualifications, you all, is integrity. integrity. And I want to read the scripture to you as we wrap up today here. And we thank God again for the message for today. Amen. The Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 through, this is a faithful saying. If a man desires a position of a bishop, he desires a good work. A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, temperate, sober-minded, of good behavior, hospitable, able to teach, not given to wine, not violent, not greedy for money, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not conveyance, one who rules his own house well, having his children in submission with all reverence. For if a man does not know how to rule his own house, how will he take care of the church of God? Not a novice, least being puffed up with pride, he fall into the same condemnation as the devil. Moreover, he must have a good testimony among those who are outside, least he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 8 says, and I'm going to wrap up here, likewise deacons must be reverent, not double-tongued, not given to much wine, not greedy for money, holding the mystery of the faith with a pure conscience. But let these also first be tested. Then let them serve as deacons, being found blameless. What does that mean? Having integrity. Likewise, their wives must be reverent, non-slanderous, temperate, faithful in all things. Hallelujah. Let deacons be the husbands of one wife, ruling their children and their own houses well. For those who have served well as deacons obtain for themselves a good standing and great boldness in the faith which is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where is your integrity? I leave you with that today. Let it sound out in your mind and in your heart on today. Where is my integrity? Am I operating in integrity? Amen. Are you letting God's will be done in your life? And are you walking in that? Amen. Even when things come up, where is your integrity at that time? Amen. God bless you. God keep you. I thank God for you. Hoshana mari korowoshadaba. Oh, Lord, we thank you, oh God. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray, oh God, that you will help us, oh God. Let restoration come. Restore our integrity, oh God, that we will walk in integrity all the days of our life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Doing all that you called us to do, oh God. Not over, not going to the left or to the right, oh God. Not being tempted by the world or things or possession or conversation of people of this world. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank
Hallelujah.
You, oh God, that we're walking in integrity like your servant Joseph, oh God. Like your midwives, your Hebrew midwives, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, help us to walk in integrity all the days of our life, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, help us on today, oh God, to be all that we say, oh God. Hallelujah. In hope, oh God, and in power, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, oh God, that you bless us, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. The doors of the church are open. It's everyone on today.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. There may be one. There may be one today that heard this message. And we thank you, Apostle, for being in position to receive that word and to be able to deliver here to God's chosen people. There may be one today.
Hallelujah.
Pray a prayer of salvation. If you have never prayed a prayer of salvation and you heard this word today and the Holy Spirit was able to touch your heart, hallelujah, for you to receive Jesus Christ into your life today. I don't know about tomorrow. I don't know if I'm going to wake up in the morning or not. I'm expecting to. But right here in this moment, this time, while I still have time, while you still have time, will you give your life over to Jesus? It's important to God. It's important to Jesus. Jesus didn't give his life for us not to receive him into his life. God did not give his only begotten son for us not to receive him. Hallelujah. We thank God for opportunity. We thank God for time. But time ain't promised to nobody. Will you give your life over to Jesus today? Will you press one today?
Yes,
will you press one? Apostle Talik and I, we will help you pray the simple prayer of salvation, the most important thing that you can ever do in your life, as a living human being, is receive Jesus Christ into your life. If you haven't done it, this is the opportunity for you to come. This is an altar call, not to us, but to Jesus. I believe in Jesus. Amen. And I thank God that he believes in me. Will you come today? Hallelujah. There may be one that has a prayer petition. You have something that you want to bring it all over to Jesus. You heard this message today, and that's something you're already in Christ. There's something that you're holding on to. There's something that you are desiring right now. There's something that you are needing right now. Healing, deliverance, hallelujah, the peace, the joy. My Lord, my God, will you come today? Will you press one? If you know that it is you, hallelujah. Let's not keep on making up excuses, church. Let's not keep on making up excuses not to do when God have already given us Jesus Christ to come to. Will you bring it all over to Jesus today? You don't have to sit there and just be broke down and keep on worrying about it when Jesus Christ have already made himself available for you to come to the throne of grace. Will you come? Will you come? Will you come? Hallelujah. By faith. Take that step by faith. Will you come today? If you are looking for a church home, Apostle Talik and I, we would love to be in love with you in the name of Jesus. We would love for you to be a part of the gospel public ministry. See, right there where you are there, we thank God. There is no time and no distance in spirit. So wherever you are right now, hallelujah, we invite you right now. We're just going to love on you like the Holy Spirit showed us how to love you. And that's through his eyes, through his love, through his grace. Hallelujah. Will you press one today?
Yes, Lord.
Will you press one? Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the word that went forth this morning. We thank you, Father God, for speaking to our hearts. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Showing us that where we are right now is just temporary. See, you might be doing all the things that you think that's right. But we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you show us that the righteous thing, hallelujah, that is the way. Jesus Christ is the way. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for righteousness. So we may have failed short, hallelujah, from time to time. We may have been caught up in a place where integrity was gone out the door. But we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are able to be of all integrity. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you give us this opportunity to be in you. So therefore, Christ, if you be in us, hallelujah, we be in you. We know that everything is all right. Everything is all right. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you died for each and every one of us, for all of our sins, hallelujah.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Every single disease, every single infirmity, every single thing, Christ Jesus, we thank you that you've done it all on the cross, hallelujah. You defeated Satan, hallelujah, right there when you said that it is finished, and we just want to say thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can depend on you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, it ain't enough for just mama and daddy and grandma and granddaddy to know you. It's good for us to know you, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
and we
God.
thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
That we can receive you right now. Hallelujah. That we can hear from you right now. That when we pray, Father God, that you answer our prayers. We thank you that you sit on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty, right now, making intercession for you and I.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you look at us as being the apple of your eye, the focus of your delight, your greatest creation, your greatest masterpiece. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Not having to worry about anything but trusting you in all things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank you. You done did it already. It's already finished. So all it is that left for us to do is just to give you thanks and receive what you have already done. Your finished work. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we thank you.
Thank you,
Lord Jesus.
Thank
Come on, church. Will you thank him? Will you raise your hands? And will you just thank him right there where you are right now? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Holy Spirit, have your way into our lives right now. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Be every single thought that we think about. Be every single emotion, hallelujah, every single feeling. Be every single direction that we go in. Holy Spirit, have your way with us. For you are our God in whom we trust and with all confidence. And what we do rely on every single moment. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You have blessed our homes. Hallelujah. We thank you. You have blessed our bodies. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We just want to say thank you. For this is your perfect will that man and woman are to give thanks. Because this is where we find ourselves. Seeing those things that we're thanking you for show up in our lives. We need you, Lord. I need you, Lord Jesus. I need you right now.
Yes,
hallelujah. Will you decree and declare that right now, church? Lord Jesus, I need you right now. Hallelujah. I need you right now, Lord Jesus, to do a new thing right now in my life. I need you right now.
Yes, Lord.
I need you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over all that we have heard of this morning, all that we have received into our hearts. We plead your precious blood over it right now, and we release most holy faith over it right now, that we shall walk, hallelujah, in our calling, in Christ
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And we say, it is so.
It is so.
We prayed about it. Hallelujah. God, you answer our prayers. And we say, it is so.
Yes, God.
It is in Jesus' name
Jesus.
That we pray. And everybody all over the church, do say amen and amen again.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, we bless your name.
Thank you, hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless your name, Lord. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offering. If you have Cash App, you can send those over to Pastor Chantel, Shantell. If you have Zelle, any other means that you wanted to send it to us, give us a call at 832-725-8094. We'll give you another means of sending it over to us. Amen. Hallelujah. We pray there be no lack in your giving on today. God will multiply your offerings and your tithes in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. As you, Father God, have given seed to the sower. So we thank you, oh God, that you have given us seed to sow in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Make us an emissary for your kingdom. tithes and offering and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officers of your money. As it comes to us, it's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offering and spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication that we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us appropriate your money with dignity to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is not frugality, you, your honor. It's the wisdom of a spirit-kissed, generous heart that we give, that man shall give it unto us. Amen. Hallelujah. Pressed down, shaken together, yeah, running over, that man shall run and give into our bosom. And we declare and declare by faith that it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. We thank God on today. Hallelujah. Make sure you all that you keep our family lifted up in prayer. Our cousin, give his name again.
Anthony.
Pastor Anna.
Tony.
Anthony.
Yeah.
Washington. All right. Brother Anthony,
yeah.
Washington, Tony Washington. Amen. And my mother,
yeah.
Sister Carol Dillard. Amen. We're trusting God for restoration. We're trusting God for breakthrough and the healing. They all be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. We're trusting God for a miracle of healing. Amen. We decree and declare that God's hand is upon those in our family as well as ourselves. And we thank you for it, Lord. In Jesus' name, to God be the glory. Amen. At this time, we're going to have our announcements. Today is March 13th, Sunday, March 13th, here in the Gospel Public Ministries in Houston, Texas. Amen. We're our senior pastors, Pastor Dorothy Manning, Apostle Colony Kamani. Amen. I hope you all have set your clocks up an hour, so maybe a little more sleepy than last Sunday, because the time did go up and change at 2 o'clock in the morning, so it went up on us an hour. So make sure you set your time, amen, that you be on time by setting your time, amen. So we thank God for time that he gives us the time, amen. Our announcement for today, Monday at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time is our intercessory prayer. If you're needing prayer, you're needing someone to come into agreement with you, I pray on one accord with our faith. Come on and call in on Monday mornings at 6 a.m. Call the church line, 845-277-9213. This is the same number that we call in every Sunday for church service. Meet us here at 6 a.m. for intercessory prayer. We're right here in position to touch and agree whatever it is that is going on with you and you're trusting God for. We're standing in agreement with you. Amen. In the name of Jesus, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. Amen. Hallelujah. Wednesday night, 7 p.m. is our Bible study. Hallelujah. Saturdays at 1 p.m. we have our Saturday school. Amen. Amen. And Sunday we have our Sunday services. So please join us here all on 845 number 277-9213. We have our Holy Convocation coming with the Universal Kingdom Alliance in the month of June. At the end of June, I believe it's the last week of the month of June. We'll get that information to you. If you'd like to join us for Holy Convocation with the Universal Kingdom Alliance, where I have been affirmed last year in the office of an apostle. So it's been going on a whole year in June. Amen. So we thank God for it. Amen. Happy birthday to everyone that's celebrating their birthday in the month of March. Happy birthday to you. May God continue to bless you, keep you. Amen. Favor you all the days of your life and protect you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we pray for a long life. Amen. We pray that God will bless your latter days greater than your beginning. So happy birthday again, Brother Joe Washington. Happy birthday again to all our children in the month of March. Amen.
Yes, happy
family
birthday.
And loved ones. Happy birthday. We love you so much. We thank God for you. Amen. We pray good health to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Happy birthday. Happy anniversary to anyone that's celebrating a wedding anniversary this month of March. Amen. Happy anniversary to you and yours. I pray that God will continue to bless your union, favor your union. We pray for continued blessings to flow in and through your marriage. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, may you be an example to others. Amen. What a godly marriage is. Amen. Hallelujah. Be that model. God bless you. God keep you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. I believe that concludes our announcements for today, March 13th. 2022. In Jesus' name, I think that's all. Pastor Manny, oh, we do have a play that's coming up. You all, we'll give you that information. We just got the date. It's April 2nd, but we'll get you more information. If you want to purchase tickets, you can call 832-725-8094. Amen. God bless you. At this time, Pastor Manny, is there anything that you wanted to announce here that I may have forgotten?
I think that you have it all wrapped up for this Sunday.
Amen. Amen. At this time, we release the pastor blessings. We here at the Gospel Public Ministries with Senior Pastor Pastor Dorsey Manning, myself, Apostle Tawanika Manning, and Minister Lynn Green. We bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. Amen. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in word, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Pastor Manny.
Amen, amen. I pray that everyone was able to receive the word today or receive something from the word today. I know I definitely did. I realized that there was a lot of places just by hearing the word that I couldn't measure up, but I thank God for Jesus. I thank God that Jesus is the Lord of my life, and he measures up. Hallelujah. And that's all that matters. Amen. Now, may the God of peace that brought again from the dead, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen and amen again.
Amen.
God bless you, and may God keep you. Remember, Satan has already been defeated. He has already been defeated. And Jesus Christ is Lord. God bless you, and may God keep you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say,
give it back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him, and I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, King on the throne. street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion, can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace, sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days earned. Tell him at least I'm breathing, yeah. Get that on my great day. But when I get